Killing the Emperors by Ruth Dudley Edwards. Read by Bill Wallace. Once upon a time there lived a vain emperor who was obsessed with dressing elegantly and showing his clothes off to his people. Word of his refined habits spread over his kingdom and attracted two scoundrels to the palace. "We are two very good tailors," they said, "and after many years of research we can weave a cloth so light and fine that it looks invisible to anyone who is too stupid and incompetent to appreciate its quality." The chief of the guards sent for the court chamberlain, who notified the prime minister, who ran to the emperor with the incredible news. The emperor received the scoundrels, who told him that the cloth would not only be invisible, but would be woven in wonderful colours and patterns created especially for him. Delighted to know that, as well as having an extraordinary suit, he would discover which of his subjects were ignorant and incompetent, he gave them a bag of gold and had them equipped with a loom, silk, and gold thread. After a few days, he called the old and wise prime minister, revered for his common sense, and instructed him to find out how the work was proceeding. "We're almost finished, but we need a lot more gold thread," the scoundrels told the prime minister. "Here, Excellency, admire the colours. Feel the softness." The old man bent over the loom and tried to see the fabric that was not there, and felt cold sweat on his forehead. "I can't see anything," he thought. "If I see nothing..."